next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. Minister of Education reaffirms government's commitment to aligning education with tourism. Tonse Alliance Copperbelt Youth spokesperson condemns UPND. 16 injured in rare Turkey school shooting in Siverek district. And in sports, Copper Queens first Brazil in FIFA series contest. And now the news in detail. Minister of Education Douglas Yagalima has reaffirmed government's commitment to aligning education with tourism development, highlighting key reforms during the fourth Travel, Hospitality and Tourism Education Summit. Addressing delegates in the presence of President Hakainde Hichilema, Siakalima indicated that the summit reflects the importance government places on integrating education with national development priorities, particularly in the tourism sector. Siakalima noted that his ministry, working closely with the Ministry of Tourism and institutions such as the Zambia Institute for Tourism and Hospitality Studies, has taken steps to ensure learners acquire practical skills relevant to the industry. He pointed to the introduction of travel and tourism as a standalone subject under the 2023 Zambia Education Curriculum Framework, explaining that the move is aimed at equipping learners with knowledge, skills and entrepreneurial capacity while promoting cultural heritage and improving employability. Tonse Alliance Copperbelt Youth spokesperson and publicity secretary Humphrey Kawe has condemned the UPND government through the police for allegedly secretly recruiting people in the service instead of advertising so that everyone can have access. Mr. Kawe has alleged that recently President Hakainde Hichilema gathered thousands of excited youths at Mulungushi International Conference Center to launch Imisepela app, where no single youth has ever gotten a job or business opportunity since it was launched. He says surprisingly today they are hearing over 3,000 people secretly recruited in the police while young people are busy wasting money on data to browse on the Imisepela app for possible job or business opportunities.
The reason given by the police to defend the secret recruitment is baseless and unacceptable. Thus, we call for the immediate halting of that secret recruitment till after the general election. When did you establish that database? Why recruit people that are already working in the police instead of recruiting those that are doing nothing? When did police recruitment become a secret society for you to start secret recruitment? Only when you are recruiting cadres, relatives and friends can you conduct secret recruitment. Lastly, we call upon the young people across the country to wake up and prepare to vote out UPND from power. They are busy blackmailing you to sing Sotsana and Kwenya while they secretly employ their relatives, girlfriends and cadres.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has welcomed the recent enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, which has rendered all sexual offenses such as defilement, rape and incest non-bailable. NGOCC Executive Director Ms. Annie Mbewe Anamela says this landmark legislative reform represents a decisive and progressive step in strengthening the country's legal framework to combat the escalating prevalence of sexual and gender-based violence, GBV. Ms. Anamela says the amendment sends a strong and an equivocal message that sexual offenses are grave crimes and human rights violations that warrant firm legal consequences, arguing that by removing the option of bail, the law significantly reduces the risk of accused persons interfering with investigations, tampering with evidence, intimidating or influencing witnesses, as well as contributing to the withdrawal of cases. NGOCC also notes that the development reflects long-standing advocacy efforts by civil society organizations, including the NGOCC network, which approximately a year ago mobilized to demand comprehensive legal and policy reforms to address GBV.
NGOCC also notes that this development reflects long-standing advocacy efforts by civil society organizations, including the NGOCC network, which approximately a year ago mobilized to demand comprehensive legal and policy reforms to address GBV. Key to these demands was a call for sexual offenses to be made non-bailable. We therefore view the enactment of this law as a positive response to the voices of citizens and stakeholders committed to the protection of women and girls.
Zambia's ambassador to Vietnam, Mr. Moka Mumba, says the great potential of coffee production in Northern Province has attracted interest of investment by the Vietnam government. Speaking earlier when Vietnam delegates toured Kasama coffee plantations, Mr. Mumba added that investing in coffee production in the province will create employment to the people of the region, especially to the youth. He also added that the empowerment will not only target large-scale farmers, but also small-scale farmers to eradicate poverty. And the former Vietnam Minister of Agriculture, Cao Dac Phat, who was among the delegates, also added that Zambia and Vietnam have also the same natural conditions, which make it possible for Zambia to produce extremely high tons of coffee as Vietnam.
A lot of similarities in natural conditions. Vietnam is on the latitude 10 to 20 north. You are 10 to 20 south. So asymmetric over equator. It means that we can grow the same crops, raise the same animals in our countries. And that's what I'm seeing.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has called for an independent audit of the health worker recruitment database following growing allegations of corruption and irregularities. RDAZ President Paul Chiwe says the association has received credible and widespread reports that the Civil Service Commission database is being manipulated. Dr. Chiwe alleges that names are being inserted, removed or altered in exchange for bribes or political patronage. He noted that the alleged malpractice has resulted in many qualified healthcare professionals being left out, despite ongoing government recruitment efforts aimed at addressing staffing shortages in the health sector. He has since urged authorities to implement a more transparent recruitment system.
Agriculture News.
A member of the public has called on the government to prioritize organic seeds and fertilizer in agriculture, as these do not destroy the soil as compared to chemical fertilizers. Mr. Martin Njovu, a health researcher, has noted that organic seeds and fertilizers are good for human health and protect the environment. Mr. Njovu has lamented that the government has not shown commitment to the agriculture sector, even in terms of recruitment. He has added that organic farming will help the nation reduce the disease burden, and prioritizing it will enable the nation have enough food and resources.
Pamenezi wakuti climate yatu yatikapo ipa doti yaonongeka doti funika organic, but government sima ika konzeru maningo kungenesa vantu nchito vamu agriculture sima ngenesa pavonsa meti mambera timambera vanasi wa polisi masoja, but kuti tione kwa agriculture so KNKSS kukamba po maningi kuti government yatu na vantu wonse tibwerere kwa organic. Nda organic ndiye amene ina mavitamini yamene yafunika mutupi. Muntu kuti apole muntu ni vakudia. Kuti oxygen tipeme ni agriculture. Agriculture ifunika kungala na mpamvu. Kwikako mpamvu na nzeru notisha bepa tali patali olo kapena vaifa za 30%.